Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, everybody. I have a very special episode for you today. I'm not sure if you realize or not, but I actually have another podcast that I co-host with my friend, Dr. Kathy Groover, called the Fire and Earth Podcast. And in that, we talk about a lot of different topics. But every so often, there's an episode that we do on fire and earth that I think is very relevant for you to hear here on Jamming with Jason. And so this week is one of those times. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and roll that podcast that was previously shown on the Fire and Earth Podcast. Enjoy. Welcome to another episode of the Fire and Earth Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jason Mefford.
And I am Kathy Groover. And today we have a very special guest. So Jason and I, as you could tell, we're in the same outfits we were the last time you watched the show, probably. We do a bunch of episodes at once. And we were taking a quick little bio break. And I said, well, let's see if for the next one what pops into my head. And so I came back from the bathroom and Jason said, well, what did you get from your break? And I said, ducks, because we have a duck themed bathroom. We have little rubber ducks everywhere and one big rubber duck. And as I was doing my business in the bathroom, I was looking at this duck, which I just love. And it reminded me that ducks are sort of known for letting things go. Because if you've ever watched ducks fight, because you know, what else do you have to do? You're just in a pond watching ducks fight. Yeah, who doesn't? But you know, they go at each other, and then they swim away and they kind of go, and they just swim on their merry way. So they have this huge burst of fight or flight energy. And then as soon as that exchange is over, they just shake it off, like What's Her Face's song, and they just walk away. Well, float away, swim away. And it's, we can learn from that, right? Be a duck. You know, it's the water off the back kind of thing is the other thing that comes with ducks. So ducks are kind of known to be this sort of like, let it go, don't hold a grudge kind of animal. So that's what it reminded me of. So ducks.
Well, and it's interesting because it's not just ducks, but I'm glad we're talking about ducks because I have a couple of duck tie-ins here too. I'm using my hands like my gang signs. Oh yeah, I look like I'm a duck hunter right now. From the Great White North.
Oh yeah.
but what's interesting is because like you said, you know, they'll fight and then they shake their feathers and then they move on. Right. And it's not just ducks that do that. A lot of birds do that if you'll notice. But dogs do it too. Dogs shake.
Yeah.
So especially after there's been a traumatic sort of thing for them or something that's emotionally charged, dogs will shake to shake it off as well. So as an example, I had took the dog out walking. It was actually during the day. And we have these little things called javelinas here that are kind of like little boars, little wild boar pigs here in Northern Arizona. And so he hates those things. He wants to go kill them anytime that he sniffs them around, right? And so usually they're out at night, so you don't really see them. But this one was out during the day that we saw, and he was just wanting to go at it. And again, they're not going to bother you if you don't bother them, right? And so I had to sit there and, I mean, all my might, because he's a 75-pound, like, beast, right? And he'd take that thing out. But I had to hold him, right? And so everything in him was like, no, Daddy, I'm going to protect us. I'm going to kill that motherfucker, right? Is what's going on in his mind, because that's his instinct as a dog of what he wants to do from a protection standpoint.
Yep.
So I'm like, no, you know, hold, right? You know, relax, ignore all the different little commands, right? And you could see even still, like the whole way home, he was like, right, sniffing it out, like, yeah, he was right here too. And we get back to the porch. We get up on the porch. He shakes. Good shake, buddy. Good shake. He shook it off, right? Because again, but as humans, we don't tend to do that. We tend to try to internalize it. We tend to let it go in. Can we be like a dog and shake it off? Can we be like a duck? Shake our feathers, right? In fact, shake your feathers is one of the things that my mentor has taught me too, right? He uses that example of birds because he had some experiences like that too. In his life where he's seen that and has kind of used that as a teaching as well for shake your feathers and move on, you know, sort of a thing. But I think it's interesting too. So you had the big rubber ducky, right? And so again, Sesame Street, Ernie, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time so fun. Whatever, right? So what was funny is when I traveled a lot doing training, I would take little rubber duckies, like small ones, with me, and I'd give them away as like prizes to people or, you know. So interesting tie in there. And then just recently, I've been eating more duck. That never really eaten duck in my life. Didn't think that I liked it, but, you know, we ordered like 6 ducks through Costco. It was pretty cheap, you know, to do it. That's actually pretty good way to go. But I actually really like duck. And you know what is amazing is duck fat.
Yes.
Right. And so for like, you know, half the price of the duck, or maybe 2/3, you know, if you went to the store and bought a little thing of duck fat, you know, we just make our own duck fat. And it is so, so good, like on bread and everything else. Anyway,
oh, duck fat fries and Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so ducks.
Yeah. Right? So what came to me, because I love the stream of consciousness thing, what came to me when you were talking about the dog, right, and how he like so wanted to do it, and so, and how it, humans tend to internalize this stuff and animals are just like, okay, I'm done. So we have multiple forms of stress response, right? And so let's say we're driving on the freeway, and someone cuts us off, and we have to have this very quick reaction. We slam on the brakes. We maybe get out of the guy's way. That is a very legit response. It's that fight or flight response that we are trained to do, that keeps us alive, that keeps us protected, that has allowed us to evolve to this point that we are now as a species, as an animal. That's great. That fades away within seconds. What does not fade away is the secondary response of, what a fucker, I'm going to kill that guy, stupid asshole. And then you get to your location, you're like, just get on the freeway, cut me off. And 2 days later, you're like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe what happened to me on the 101. And da-da-da-da. Our brain thinks we're still under threat if we keep having that conversation. The guy's not at home thinking about us. Mm-mm. Why are we letting
somebody... He probably doesn't even know that he did it.
No, well, that's I have a story about that. But it's like, yeah, I mean, why are we allowing this negativity to live rent-free in our brain? Why are we continuing to hold on to this stuff? Because it's just doing us harm. It's not good for our well-being, our mental health, our emotional health, our spiritual health, our physical health. We are holding on to these things that we no longer need to hold on to. And so be like the duck or the dog or the, you know, just shake it off and be done with it. You don't need to hold on to that story. That is your choice. If you were carrying around that story about what a dick the guy was on the freeway, that's 100% you. That is not the guy anymore. That is all you. And I encourage you to let it go, because the more you carry it around, it's not serving you. It's just going to make you sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've even started acting like an animal a little bit to help me through some of that is I'll actually do things like shake my head, right? Let my cheeks go.
Yeah.
I'll do that as a way to kind of reset, do a hemispheral kind of shift and let things go. I'll sometimes flap my arms like I'm a bird, reminding myself to shake it off. You know, sometimes I'll take in a big deep breath and then just like everything I can to just kind of let it go. So we can learn from the birds, we can learn from the dogs. It works, okay? It works for dogs. I've been doing it now for, I don't know, a year or so. It actually works to do something as simple as shaking your head, or, you know, it's a great way to kind of change conscious levels. It's a great way to get back to being present. Right. Like sometimes when my mind has been going and I'm distant, and the person I'm with can tell that I'm distant and it's like, come back to me. I'll do one of those things. I'll, like, you know, shake my head, and say some mantras, or I'll take a deep breath and go, you know, things like that. And it brings me back. And so, you know, again, we can, you can let it go. You can be pissed about something like that for 2, 3, 4 days, or you can just shake it off.
Yeah. And if you're having trouble shaking it off, so I had an exchange with a potential client this week and it was just stupid. Like it really pissed me off. I was very angry about this woman's reaction to what this very banal text message exchange. And I had to tell 2 or 3 people before I could let it go. I knew I had to just like speak it and get it out to get it out of my, because my brain was like, why did this happen? This is so illogical. I had to get it out, and I knew I had to share it with somebody. So I told 3 people and all 3 of them went, sounds like a crazy lady, which also validated my like disbelief that the whole thing happened. You know, if you have to share it with somebody to get it out, to process it, that's one thing. If you're just using it as a bitch fest story and it's been your identity, right? Of this jerk did to you on the freeway. Find a way to get that out and let it go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not serving you. It's not serving you. Cool. All right. So go out. Be a duck.
Be a duck.
Or a dog.
Or a dog. And just shake it off. Shake it off.
That does feel good. All right. I am Kathy Groover. I can be reached at kathygroover.com.
And I am Jason Mefford. I can be reached at jasonmefford.com. So go out and have a great week. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Fire and Earth podcast. See ya.
See ya.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.